Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly. In and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Mesmerizing Ribbons. What a beautiful summer afternoon, thought Prince Gray Kitty. He was perched on his favorite viewing spot, the windowsill of the great big window in the front room. He gazed out of the window and relished the picture before his eyes. The world seemed especially colorful today. The sun shone brightly, and the sky was a beautiful azure blue, dotted with just a few pure white clouds. The trees seemed extra beautiful, with their green leaves swaying ever so slightly in the summer breeze. The movement of the leaves and branches created an ever-changing pattern on the ground below as the sunlight filtered through. Along the edges of the yard, the oleanders were in full bloom, with patches of flowers in white, pink, and fuchsia. On the front porch, which Prince Gray could see from his big window, Prince Gray's human had placed containers of bright orange and yellow hibiscus and had hung long planters full of deep red geraniums on the porch railings. Two big pots of purple lavender were placed in the corners of the porch steps. Everywhere he looked, Prince Gray saw beautiful colors. They made him think of his favorite toy, ribbons. His human had many ribbons, and she seemed to think that their purpose was to be made into crafting projects. But Prince Gray knew they were really for him to play with. Oh, how Prince Gray Kitty loved ribbons. He loved how they twirled and danced when you pulled on one end. They could be straight or wavy or even tangled up in a ball. He liked how the sunlight sparkled on some types of ribbons, while other types were sleek and matte and smooth and didn't reflect any light at all. Some ribbons were soft and velvety, and some were stiff and rough. But most of all, he loved the colors of the ribbons. His human had ribbons in so many beautiful colors. she had red ribbons, bright as ripe, juicy tomatoes. And she had red ribbons, as deep as the velvety geraniums on the porch. Some of her orange ribbons were the exact color of oranges, the fruit that his human liked to eat, while others were a soft coral color, like the hibiscus flowers outside. Yellow ribbons reminded Prince Gray of the warmth of the sunbeam on the floor, sunbeams that Prince Gray liked to sleep in. Prince Gray's human had a very large collection of lovely green ribbons. The green ribbons came in almost as many shades as the leaves of the trees throughout the seasons, from the palest lime to almost black evergreen. All of the blue ribbons were especially pretty. Prince Gray's favorite color was blue. Ribbons blue as today's brilliant summer sky. Blue as the pale waters in a fountain. Blue as a deep inky sky on a spring night. His human had ribbons depicting all of them. Finally, Prince Gray thought about the purple ribbons that his human especially treasured. He knew that purple was his human's favorite color. So whenever he saw purple ribbons, or purple anything really, he thought of her. The purple ribbons ranged from the soft lilacs and lavenders to the deepest, most royal of purples. He could understand why the purple ribbons were his human's favorites, even if he preferred the blue ones himself. Prince Gray found himself relaxing more and more as he gazed out the window, thinking about the lovely colors of each ribbon. He rolled over to lie completely on his back. His paws were tucked up next to his face, and he smiled and purred, thinking of even more ribbons. He breathed in deeply, taking a deep dragon breath, and began to imagine swirling, twirling piles of ribbons, rolling up into gigantic balls, and then unrolling. Mesmerized by the images in his mind, Prince Gray began to get very sleepy. He thought of gray ribbons, gray like his fur, yellow ribbons, yellow as bright as sunbeams. Wait a minute, sunbeams. That gave him an idea. Prince Gray usually liked to sleep on the stool in the office, but the yellow ribbons made him think of a different napping spot. He knew that the bed in his human's bedroom was perfectly placed to catch sunbeams in the late afternoon. So Prince Gray went down the hall toward the bedroom. He turned the corner into the room, and there it was, that magnificent soft bed. It was covered with the coziest pillows and blankets. Would there be a sunbeam waiting for him today? Prince Gray hopped up onto the bed, and there it was. The sunbeam. A bright warm spot all ready for him. Perfect. Prince Gray Kitty purred. he approached the sunbeam. He slowly turned himself around in a circle and settled down. The sunbeam was so warm. He felt the warmth of the sun on his paws, his legs, his back, his tail, and his head. He yawned as he nestled into the blankets beneath him. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. He felt grateful for the beautiful colors he could experience. The color of flowers, the color of ribbons, the color of the whole world. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. He closed his eyes, and the hypnotic image of colorful swirling ribbons filled his mind. He took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And fell asleep, dreaming of the beautiful colors he would see tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.